Hello, brothers and sisters. Welcome once more to Food for the Journey. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I really invite you to join me for the readings today and the commemoration of the blessing of the life of Saint Agnes. She was a young virgin who was martyred under the Roman Emperor Diocletian around the year 304. And ever since then, devotion to her has been very, very strong. She's invoked in the canon of the Mass. Of Agnes, the great doctor Saint Jerome wrote this: "The life of Agnes is praised in the literature and the speech of all peoples, especially in the churches. She who overcame both her age and the tyrant, and consecrated by her martyrdom her claim to chastity." Here's a woman who knew God, knew that God loved her, and she followed him though it cost her life. Think about that. For us, so many times it causes us a, quote, inconvenience, or it takes a little more time than we were anticipating, or whatever the case may be. But she gave her life. Brothers and sisters, let's ask her. Let's ask St. Agnes to pray for us today, that in our own situations, whatever they might be, that we have her courage to do what God asks us to do. We don't try to modify it or change it or take a piece of it and say, I can do this much. Just go to the Lord and say, Lord, teach me to do what is your will, and I will do it. The opening prayer for Mass today says, Almighty ever-living God, who chose what is weak in the world to confound the strong, mercifully grant that we who celebrate the heavenly birthday of your martyr, Saint Agnes, may follow her constancy in the faith. That's the key. Lord, I believe you, and I will follow you, and I will stay close to you. The first reading is from the first book of Samuel, chapter 16, verses 1 to 13. The Lord said to Samuel, How long will you grieve for Saul, whom I have rejected as king of Israel? Fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem, for I have chosen my king from among his sons. But Samuel replied, How can I go? Saul will hear of it and kill me. And to this the Lord answered, Take a heifer along and say, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I myself will tell you what to do. You are to anoint for me the one I point out to you. Samuel did as the Lord had commanded him. When he entered Bethlehem, the elders of the city came trembling to meet him and inquired, Is your visit peaceful, O seer? He replied, Yes, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. So cleanse yourselves and join me today for the banquet. He also had Jesse and his sons cleanse themselves and invited them to the sacrifice. As they came, he looked at Eliab and thought, Surely the Lord's anointed is here before him. But the Lord said to Samuel, Do not judge from his appearance or from his lofty stature, because I have rejected him. Not as man sees does God see, because he sees the appearance, but the Lord looks into the heart. Think about that. We make very quick judgments, snap judgments of things. The Lord looks into the heart. We need to do that many times before we make decisions. Lord, how do you see this? What do you want of me? And then Jesse called Abinadab and presented him before Samuel, who said, The Lord has not chosen him. Next, Jesse presented Shammah, but Samuel said, The Lord has not chosen this one either. In the same way, Jesse presented seven sons before Samuel. But Samuel said to Jesse, The Lord has not chosen any of these. And then Samuel asked Jesse, Are these all the sons you have? And Jesse replied, There is still the youngest, who is tending the sheep. And Samuel said to Jesse, Send for him. We will not begin the sacrificial banquet until he arrives here. So Jesse sent and had the young man brought to them. He was ruddy, a youth handsome to behold, and making a splendid appearance. And the Lord said, "There, anoint him, for this is he." Again, there's always just that little pause. Stop. Lord, is this what you want, or is this what I want? Both may be good, but is it what God wants? Doesn't mean you have to stop 100 times a day in all your daily activities, but it does say that in the morning you should say, "Lord, I want to do your will to me. Alert me when I'm going in the wrong direction. Help me. Show me till I can really be fully conformed to your will." Take it step by step, but desire God's will above your own or even your closest friends. You want what God wants. You always turn to him. Again, the Lord had said to him, "Take a heifer along and say, 'I have come to sacrifice to the Lord.' Invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I myself will tell you what to do. You are to anoint for me the one I point out to you." Samuel did as the Lord commanded. When he entered Bethlehem, the elders of the city came trembling to meet him and inquired, "Is your visit peaceful, O seer?" And he replied, "Yes, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. So cleanse yourselves and join me today for the banquet." He also had Jesse and his sons cleanse themselves and invited them to the sacrifice. As they came, he looked at Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed is here before him." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not judge from his appearance or his lofty stature." Listen to that. We take into account all the externals so often. And he looked at him and he saw a young man. He's good. Well, how do you really know? And Samuel said to Jesse, "After 7 sons had come before him, the Lord has not chosen any one of these." And then Samuel asked Jesse, "Are these all the sons you have?" And Jesse replied, "There is still the youngest who is tending the sheep." And Samuel said to Jesse, "Send for him. We will not begin the sacrificial banquet until he arrives here." And Jesse sent and had the young man brought to them. He was ruddy, a youth handsome to behold, and making a splendid appearance. And the Lord said, "There, anoint him, for this is he." The youngest among them was the one that God wanted. Then Samuel, with the horn of oil in hand, anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon David. When Samuel took his leave, he went to Ramah. The word of the Lord. There's a lot of teaching here. So often, I don't know about you, but so often I've heard people say, "Oh, it's the Old Testament. I don't really understand it, so I kind of skip over it." Learn the lessons. Learn the lessons step by step. Just read slowly, carefully. Email me if you have a question. But most of all, just listen to what the Lord wants you to know. We look at the Gospel of Mark, chapter 2, verses 23 to 28. As Jesus was passing through a field of grain on the Sabbath, his disciples began to make a path while picking the heads of grain. At this, the Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" And he said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need and he and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of God when Abiathar was high priest, and he ate the bread of offering that only the priest could lawfully eat, and shared it with his companions." And then he said to them, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. That is why the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath." They were doing what God asked them to do, and the Pharisees got all caught up in the law. And much of the law certainly needs to be preserved, but there's applications and then there are applications. And this is where you want to really listen to the Lord. What is the Lord asking here? Or ask someone that you know is wise, what is the Lord asking of me here? What does the Lord want me to do? Don't just draw your conclusions, because the Lord wants us to follow him and he wants us to take care of him. He says the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. The Sabbath was made to bring you closer to God. The Sabbath was a time where God in his particular way can reveal himself more to you. You can get a deeper insight and deeper understanding. The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So yes, we come to adore him, to worship him, but it's because God wants to give us something to help us on the road. Strength and courage and wisdom and hope. Always he wants to give them to us. Please don't minimize all that God has for you. Please don't say, oh, I tried once, nothing happened. Keep turning back to the Lord and saying, Lord, please show me the way you want me to go. Show me what you want me to do in this circumstance. Psalm 89 says to us, once you spoke in a vision, and to your faithful ones you said, on a champion I have placed a crown, over the people I have sent a youth. You know, so often we can scoff at youth. What we want is the Lord's choice. But I have found David my servant. With my holy oil I have anointed him, that my hand may be always with him, that my arm may make him strong. And the last verse says, and I will make him the firstborn, highest of the kings of the earth. Brothers and sisters, none of us really knows what awaits us when we die. We've not seen heaven. We've had the Lord's word. We've had the word of many saints. But we haven't seen heaven yet. And so often, well, I'll believe it when I see it. You know, so often we get ourselves into that attitude rather than to say, Lord, you love me. I know you love me. I know you love me deeply. Bring me safely home to you. Bring me safely home to you. And he will do that. He will do that because he loves you. Brothers and sisters, I wish that I could have the time to sit with you all personally and talk to you. But I don't, but we have this great gift of WDEO Radio that has done these programs for me. And in my heart is such a desire to see you know him more deeply, love him, and follow him with joy, with happiness. Not like a letter of the law, checking off every step of the way. I don't mean that. I mean opening your heart to Jesus. Testing out what you think you hear with those who would be wise, your pastor, whatever, another good friend that you know would be wise in helping you to understand the scriptures. But at the same time, open your heart because he loves you. He is right here with you right now. Even as you listen to this program, he is right here. And he wants to lead you into the fullness of life. Forever. We'll meet together someday. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.